Catch up with Lisa and Pete at a time that suits your schedule and create a schedule that suits you with Southern Plus Health and Wellness Care at Home. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
This is a fun little story for a Friday. A couple of kids from a town west of Esperance, Hopetoun, have penned a hilarious letter saying sorry for making an accidental 000 call to WA Police. This man was on the other end of the line. His name is Sergeant Wilson, and he joins us on the line now. Good to have you on the show, mate.
How are you, Pete?
Sergeant Wilson, how did this come about? What happened that they ended up having to write this letter?
What happened? It was about 2 months ago now. Two young people here in Hopetoun dialed 000. They hung up, as a result of which police had to attend and find out what was going on there.
And what was it exactly that you found when you got there, when you attended?
After police attended there, we found the two boys. They were quite upset that they'd actually got police to attend in the first place, and were very apologetic and teary. Parents were obviously quite upset with them as well.
So what were they calling for assistance with?
Well, as it's turned out, they didn't say so at the time, but as the letter that we've since got has said that they were calling for needed help building a house in Minecraft.
It's so good. So those of you who don't know, Minecraft is a video game where you build things, essentially. Houses, castles, you name it. It's a really imaginative game. It's very popular amongst young kids. And, yeah. Have you ever played Minecraft, Sergeant Wilson?
Oh, I've got two young boys myself, so, yes, I've played it and seen it.
Question is, had officers Tegan and Brad, I guess, because they were the attending.
I can't comment on that.
I suppose this is just a timely reminder that, you know, when it comes to calling 000, especially when it comes into the school holidays, a lot of kids looking for something to do, 000 is an emergency line only.
Yeah, that's not something to do.
Yes, just reiterate, only for emergencies or where urgent police attendance is required.
So to build a house with Minecraft, just call the station? Or No, I'm joking.
All right, mate, we'll leave it there. But thank you very much for attending our call, and all the best for the silly season. We hope it's not too silly for you guys.
No worries. Thanks, Lisa. Thank you.
Right now, though, I think you were right before, Lisa, when you were saying just a little bit quiet because we're going backstage.
Yes.
Yes, backstage with Pete Rosethorne.
So exciting.
At the VIP opening of Perth's Comedy Lounge.
Oh, the atmosphere is electric.
Hello, Pete.
How are you?
Oh,
that's
so good.
Are you in your green room? Right, not the green room. You'd be in your dressing room.
I haven't. They don't. It's the comedy world. Accommodate the dressing room.
All right, you'd be in the bar then.
Well, there's a bar, and yeah. we do have like a little room. I wouldn't call it a dressing room. Mm-hmm. It's got a lighting rack in it that gives off a fair bit of heat.
And a hat stand.
has a toilet to vomit in, so that's good. But all good. Looking forward to it. This is great. This is a great thing for Perth. Comedy Lounge.
Very exciting. The official launch is tonight, and officially launched. Launching it is Pete Rosethorne, Australia's finest comedian. Why wouldn't they call on you?
There's no one else to call on. That's all right. There's quite a few. I think Greg Fleet's coming up tonight.
Really?
Sons of Fred. There's Rory.
Oh, he's hilarious. Rory.
He's the son of the soccer coach, the Glory. I don't know why his name popped down in my head. What's the name of the soccer coach?
Of the Glory.
Glory.
You're right.
It's not Pat Postacoglu-Goo-Goo, because he's
gone. You're right.
It's some guy who likes soccer. We'll run with that.
Yeah, he's got a really short term. Anyway, love
Kenny
him,
Lowe.
Kenny Lowe.
Thank you, Catherine Producer. Thank you, Catherine Producer.
So it's Rory Lowe. Okay.
Genius. I'm too scared. My eyes go shaky and I can't read the rundown
properly.
Well, that's
right. I would expect nothing less. Yeah. Now, I understand there's a bit of a sort of an official festivity part of, you know, a kind of a VIP invitation only launch, first of all. And then it opens up later on to the rest of us tonight.
Yes, fantastic. I think a guy called Michael Bennett's on tonight. He's a really good comic. He's from, I think, in New Zealand originally.
Oh.
Sydney guy, does a bit of comedy, a bit of magic. Yeah. But he's really good. I worked with him before. But it's just really nice to have a beautiful room that's comedy specific.
It's dedicated to comedy.
And it's going to be 6 o'clock shows, 8 o'clock shows, sort of like a drag thing on a 10, like, no, I shouldn't say drag, so, burlesque.
Burlesque. Feminine, you can call it what you like, I think she'll
I'll be doing a lot of those as well.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. It's beautifully designed, it's simple, it's a square black box.
Yeah,
what more could you ask for?
Nothing. I mean, we've had places before where you could go and you could do stand-up and you could get laughs. But this is, I mean, John McAllister has been just an amazing guy in the Perth comedy scene setting these things up. And what he was after was that real, imagine the opening act of, you know, the opening credits of Seinfeld, where he's in that little New York kind of cabaret-style venue. And you have, as you say, a bunch of shows go through. I love this thing, Six in the City, on Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. 6 comedians in 1 hour.
Yeah, it's a
fantastic.
Great thing. After work drinks, take off. Cheap to get in, bang, get a few laughs away, have another cup of drinks, go home.
Yes.
And in a good mood, or set yourself up in a great mood for the rest of Friday night, or Thursday night, or Saturday night, however it's going to work, I'm not sure. But anyway.
Yes.
I should have looked it up first. I don't know. I'm nervous. All right, get off my back.
And listen.
Got a lot of pressure on.
Well, let's just quickly mention Live Laughs, the Christmas special, which is confirmed for 8 o'clock on the 21st, 22nd and 23rd of December.
Yeah,
this is yours.
The Christmas extravaganza.
The Rose Thorn extravaganza.
There'll be giveaways. I give stuff away. I'll be giving away some 94.5 stickers that I stole last time I was in there.
Yeah, okay.
I'll give those away. I'll give them at some caps or someone.
Yeah.
And give those away.
Yeah.
Part of the Captain Kim quiz I'll be running. But also, I'll just be hilarious and go away. See, all my work generally sits in the corporate world and I can't really be too loosey-goosey.
Yes.
But when I'm in a club, I can go a lot lateral. I can chat to the people. I can swear. Not that swearing's important, but it's good to get it off your chest.
Carefully placed. It could be, cathartic around, you know.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
And look, I'm just looking forward to getting up and about and being able to have some real fun.
Yeah.
So I just can't wait. It's just been years since I've been in clubs and I'm really excited.
Well, mate, we got to leave you to it because you're on in, 19 minutes?
Oh, places, people.
It's all I know, I can hear people. It's really exciting.
It is exciting. So, after 8 o'clock tonight, open for all of us. Get on down there.
Yeah, get on down. It's a great place. Thanks for having me, guys.
Break a leg.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye. A Jamie Freestone was at the Court of Appeal today as the decision was handed down to overturn the 18-month disqualification for Perth Lord Mayor Lisa Scafidi, and he joins us on the line now. Hi, Jamie.
Good afternoon, Pete and Lisa. How are you doing?
Good. So, Jamie, I believe Lisa Scafidi has won her appeal.
She certainly has, Lisa. She wasn't at the Court of Appeal this morning when the decision was announced, but she certainly has had a big win. She appealed against 26 of the breaches that she was found guilty of by the State Administrative Tribunal, and her appeal was successful on all 26 of those breaches. So she now has 19 breaches remaining. That's after the State Administrative Tribunal found her guilty of 45 breaches relating to her non-disclosure of travel and gifts. But 26 of those have been overturned, so there's 19 remaining, and she now has to head back to the State Administrative Tribunal for a new panel to decide a new penalty. She was, of course, handed an 18-month disqualification period back in September. That's when she's stood aside pending the outcome of this appeal.
Mm-hmm.
She can effectively resume her office as a Lord Mayor as a result of today's decision, but she has released a statement via Twitter in which she says she's waiting to see when this new penalty hearing will be before she makes a decision as to when she will resume her duties as Lord Mayor.
So she is likely to resume those duties? That's not what the question is. It's just a question of when?
Well, it could very well happen because she's entitled to.
Yeah.
She mentions in her statement that her lawyers have written to the State Solicitor's Office to see whether they can negotiate this new penalty rather than going back to the tribunal as a means of speeding the process up. But that offer to negotiate penalty has been rejected, so they will be heading back to the tribunal where this new penalty, at the moment it was an 18-month period.
Yeah.
And so because she's now only facing or been convicted of 19 breaches of the Local Government Act, she'll be facing a lesser penalty when it's dealt with in the tribunal. A date for that hasn't been set yet.
Jamie, her lawyer, Stephen Penglis, how did he go about arguing for the 26 that they have initially challenged to overturn? What were some of the reasons?
So part of their argument was it all comes down to what constitutes a gift.
Yeah.
And in its findings, that the court has made reference to the tribunal that made the original finding placed particular emphasis on Mrs. Scafidi's failure to follow advice to declare the provision of accommodation and contributions to travel that she received from the Australian Press Council.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been travelling interstate. She's a representative of a member who helps the Australian Press Council. She travelled interstate and she'd been provided with accommodation while she was there to take part in these discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And the court has effectively said, well, she didn't need to disclose those and it's not so much a gift, but that the accommodation was not a gift. So several of these, more than a dozen, relate to this Australian Press Council matter. There are others where she's visited sister cities of the city of Perth,
mm-hmm.
and world conferences, and that's where these breaches have been overturned. The ones that do remain, of the 19, there were five that she actually admitted,
mm-hmm.
and three of those relate to these accommodation packages that we did hear a lot about when the initial findings of the CCC investigation came out, and these were the provision of accommodation packages to the Beijing Olympics, to Cable Beach in Broome and the Lewin concerts. She did admit those, so she still is to be penalised for failing to disclose.
Yeah, right. But I'll tell you what, I mean, it's a far reach from 45 breaches, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure we will see more tonight on 7 News at 6. Jamie Freestone,
thank you.
Thanks for your time, guys.
Tomorrow night, it's the big night, the Channel 7 Christmas pageants. One of the three wise men, also on Sunrise on 7, Matt Tinney. A pleasure to have you on the show again, mate.
Pete and Lisa, good afternoon. So, isn't this exciting, the spirit of Christmas
always
coming to Perth?
So appropriate that you'd be one of the wise men. Do you know if you will be armed with or laden with myrrh, frankincense or gold?
I haven't found that out yet. I'm not sure that I'm that wise at all, but I did try on the costume and there were some props and it looked like a bird's nest. And somebody mentioned that was apparently frankincense. So I don't know. There's probably a bit of creative license involved.
Wonderful.
There's no live camels though, are there?
There are. There are live camels.
Oh,
I'm on top of a camel.
You're on a camel.
Get out. I became a wise man.
It's got nothing to do with brain power. I literally went into our publicity department and said, I would like to be on a camel. Make my dream happen.
Well, the tricky part's the getting on and the getting off. Be careful with your dismount because when they kneel down, it really goes forward.
Well, I've had a little bit of practice at Cable Beach.
Yeah.
That was probably after a few cocktails.
Yeah.
So probably much easier. I was oblivious to the difficulties.
Oh, that's amazing. Do you know who who's playing Jesus?
Who's Prince
who's
Charming?
Playing Mary?
Who's a princess?
Yeah.
Is Sam Jolly a princess?
Sam Jolly's on the Swan River paddle steamer
with
Paul Zemplis and their kids. Not their kids together.
No.
Their separate family.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, so that'll be really sweet. Rick and Sue will be there. Fat Cat will be there. There's princesses galore.
Yes.
I found out today the My Little Pony float from last year has been turned into a unicorn.
Oh,
it looks fantastic. The
is Gibbo on that? that's going to come back to haunt me.
I know. I'm not sure that he's on that one, but it blows up in 10 seconds, as in like football into the air.
Unreal.
Yes, good.
Who gets to play a tree? Who got unlucky enough to have
Farrah.
To play?
No, you know what? Who would have thought? Farrah's one of the wise men.
Oh, great.
No.
And Graham Butler from TT.
Oh, but okay.
Graham nabbed the best turban to wear.
Oh, right.
I don't know if it's called a turban, but it looks like a turban to me.
I think it is a turban.
Barra's
good to have.
Being really un-PC.
Barra's good to have on a camel with you in the trenches, I'm sure.
He's going to be entertaining getting on the camel, I reckon.
He's entertaining all the time.
I heard a story in one of the previous years that the person, and who shall I will remain
nameless. Yeah.
Exactly. That one.
Yeah.
Actually printed out a whole lot of instructions how to mount and dismount a camel.
Oh my God.
No joke.
no word of a lie. I thought, should I be printing something out? I mean, I thought,
wingish, I reckon.
Yeah, wing it.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Now, the important thing I think we need to know is about the road closures. And, of course, where does it start? It starts on the corner of William and St. George's Terrace, doesn't it, and then moves easterly to the corner of St. George's Terrace and Bennett?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'm just going to be on the camel and the camel's going to be taking me.
And it's going
to
lead you.
I've just been told to get onto the camel. That's right. Down St. George's Terrace from William Street to Bennett Street, and the official pageant starts at 7:30, and there's all the details, racchristmaspageant.com. We're saying to people, take public transport if you can.
Absolutely.
But there is some car parking there. It's a fantastic event. This is my first year in it, would you believe?
Oh, it's exciting.
They wanted me to be Peter Pan last year, but I had the Sunrise Christmas Party over each way. Escaped that.
Yes.
Do you know who is Peter Pan this year? Oh. Reveal. Rob Scott from Seven News.
Oh,
and
okay.
He was trying on the wig, which I thought was Tinkerbell's wig, to be honest.
All right. So if anyone sees you at about 7:40 up on Havelock Street on a camel, you've gone the wrong way.
Gently steer the camel back. It'll be mine. I've had too many tequila sunrises.
Hey, well, speaking of that, test a theory for me. If you go through a thirsty camel, do they give you a free carton?
Let's test that out.
All right.
Did you want to jump on the same camel?
Love to.
Lease? I don't know how many humps my camel's got, but I'll find out.
Mate, you are a perler. Oh, this has been wonderful.
If this is not a reason to get down to the Christmas pageant tomorrow night, I don't know what is.
This is what happens when you get up at 3 o'clock every morning and then you get on the radio on a Friday afternoon.
On a Friday at this time. Okay.
Matt, have a great weekend. We can't wait to see you and the rest of the crew as part of the Channel 7 Christmas pageant. It brings the magic of Christmas to the city of Perth each and every year. It's always an event, something to look forward to.
Thanks, guys. Great to chat. And you can see it on Channel 7 and GWN 7 on Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
Perfect. Safe travels.
Thank you, mate.
Matt.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Catch up with Lisa and Pete at a time that suits your schedule and create a schedule that suits you with Southern Plus Health and Wellness Care at Home.